Good afternoon. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the February 5th meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners Management Committee. This meeting is being made available telephonically for access by the public. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this meeting.
Good afternoon. This is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, please mute your telephones if you are not speaking. During the meeting, if anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Corinne Myers, General Counsel for RI Housing. Members of the public can visit the RI Housing website to view today's agenda and information on each of the actions being taken. If the teleconference portion of this meeting is interrupted, we will pause until audio can be restored. The chairman of our board, who's also the chair of the management committee, will preside at this afternoon's meeting. Commissioners and staff, please do state your name each and every time prior to speaking. With that, I will turn it over to the chair to call the meeting to order.
This is Stephen Pryor. I'm calling the meeting to order, and the time is 3:06 p.m. I'm going to ask Carol to conduct a roll.
Commissioner Pryor.
Here.
Commissioner Womer.
Here.
Commissioner Designee Cabral.
Here.
Kim.
All right. I'm going to introduce committee action number one, which is the approval of the minutes. This is for the meeting held on December 11th. Would members of the committee just take a fresh look? And when you're ready, I would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved, Jonathan Womer.
Is there a second?
Second, Sarah Cabral.
Okay. It is moved and seconded. Any discussion or edits or anything? If not, Corey, would you conduct the voice?
Yes. All those in favor of approving the minutes of the Management Committee meeting held on December 11th, 2023, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. With 3 affirmative votes, the motion's approved.
All right. On to item 2, recommendation for authority to issue homeownership opportunity bonds, and I'm going to ask Bernadette to walk us through it.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Bernadette MacArthur speaking. This request for single-family bonding authority is a fairly routine item. It comes to the board probably about once a year to allow us to continue our single-family bonding program. Our last single-family bond issue was executed late last fall, and we expect that the proceeds from that issuance will be expended by the end of this month. Based on the current pipeline of registrations and on production estimates, staff anticipates issuing approximately $500 million in single-family bonds over the next 12 to 18 months. This resolution would authorize that issuance of bonds up to $500 million, and that authority would expire on September 30th, 2024. So we're asking the committee to authorize the issuance of up to $500 million in single-family bonds over the next 18 months to fund the homeownership opportunity bond program.
Very helpful. Okay, if we dive in with some questions?
Absolutely.
When would we be likely to seek additional authority to issue such bonds? When does that happen again?
Probably next spring, I would say.
Okay.
It would probably take us about that long to go through the $500 million.
Gotcha. Other questions from the committee?
I feel easy to do this since I'm a relatively new member, but could you just maybe explain a little bit about how the program works?
Sure. From the standpoint of we will accumulate reservations from the single-family pipeline from our correspondent lender channel. We fund those reservations via a warehouse line of credit when we're about 50% reserved into our next estimated bond issuance of it's usually approximately about $125 million a couple times a year, 2 to 3 to 4 times a year. We'll start planning a bond issuance. This upcoming issuance is for $125 million in taxable tax-exempt debt accompanied by some taxable debt. When we're 50% registered into that issuance, like I said, we'll start the planning, and then we'll go to market. We actually are planning to go to market this February at the end of the month.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? All right, I'll entertain a motion to recommend approval.
Sorry, can I ask a question?
Please go ahead, Sarah.
When I was going over the resolution that has to do with the mortgage loan originators, how does one get on the list for that program?
I'm not entirely familiar with the entire process, but through our homeownership department, there's a process via which a bank can apply.
A bank or any type of financing. Yep. And this resolution here is for approving them to be on that, or they're already on an approved list?
They're already on an approved list.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just want to
happen periodically.
Okay.
The approval happens periodically, but this resolution is exclusively the financing for the single-family mortgage product.
Okay.
Good, Sarah?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else, anybody? All right, hearing none, is there a motion?
So move, Jonathan Wilmer.
How about second?
A second.
Any further questions or discussion? Hearing none, Corey, for the voice vote, please.
All of those in favor of recommending authority to issue homeownership opportunity bonds in the amount of $500 million, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. With three affirmative votes, the motion is approved. And for the record, I'm going to note that Robert Craven, designee for Treasurer Diosa, has arrived at the meeting at 3:11.
Welcome, Rob. We are, if I'm not mistaken, we are through the public items, and I'm going to move on to the executive session. Anything before I do, Carol or Corey?
No, other than I invite our folks to leave. Corey.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay. I would like to request a motion to convene into executive session pursuant to Rhode Island General Laws 2465A4 to discuss two pending investigative proceedings. Is there a second?
Second, Jonathan Wilmer.
Having been moved and seconded, to Corey conducting the roll call vote for this purpose.
When I state your name, please indicate whether you are in favor of convening in closed session pursuant to Rhode Island General Laws 4246-5A4 to discuss two pending investigative proceedings. Robert Craven.
Here and vote to approve convening executive session.
Chairman Pryor?
Yes.
Commissioner Wilmer?
Yes.
And Commissioner Designee Cabral?
Yes.
Thank you. You have four.
Okay.
Hello, Valerie. We're in outside session for a minute, so please bear with us.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hello, Bob. We're in executive session. We'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Hello, Charles. We're in the executive session. It'll be a few minutes. Please bear with us.
You are live, Jim.
All right. This is Stefan. In executive session, a discussion took place regarding two matters that have been referred to funding agencies for investigation. No votes were taken in executive session, and there was, of course, a motion to return to open public session. We are in that open public session. Members of the committee, I'm going to request a motion to seal the minutes of the executive session. Is there a motion?
So moved, Robert Craven.
Second?
Second.
So moved and seconded. Corey, would you please conduct a roll call vote on that motion?
Certainly. When I call your name, if you're in favor of sealing the minutes of the executive session, please say aye. Commissioner Designee Craven?
Aye.
Chairman Pryor?
Aye.
Commissioner Womer?
Aye.
Commissioner Designee Cabral?
Aye.
With four affirmative votes, the motion is approved.
There's no further business before this committee, so I'd like to request a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Jonathan Womer.
Is there a second?
Seconded, Robert Craven.
Appreciate it. And Corey, please conduct the voice vote.
All those in favor of adjourning this meeting, please say aye.
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 The opposed, say nay.
Thanks, everybody.
Unanimous motion.
Appreciate it.